It is finally baseball's opening day, which means umpires and clubhouse assistants around the country are dipping into tubs of thick, dark mud. They'll rub it onto the baseballs to take the sheen off, make them easier to grip and throw. For about 70 years now, the source of that mud has been a tributary of the Delaware River in South New Jersey. But where exactly is a secret known only to the folks at Lena Blackburn Baseball Rubbing Mud. Jim Bintliff owns the company. He joins me now. And Mr. Bintliff, you are, I guess, the mud guy.
I am the mud guy. I'm the head mud farmer.
Why is it important for balls to have little rub mud in them?
That goes way back. Beckett had the factory gloss on them, and the pitchers couldn't get a good grip of the ball. So there was a lot of wild pitches and even an incident where a batter was killed by a ball that hit him in the temple. At that point, the umpires decided they had to take the factory gloss off. They tried tobacco juice and shoe polish and dirt from under the bleachers and found that while those things took the sheen off, they also damaged the leather and scratched the leather, so it would be like a pitcher throwing a doctored ball. Lena experimented with this mud that he found at his fishing hole and found a concoction that the umpires liked, and we've been part of baseball ever since.
And Lena is Lena Blackburn, the guy who started this company and a former baseball player himself.
Yes, ma'am.
If you put your fingers in it, what does it feel like?
It would be like putting your fingers in cold cream or pudding.
And are you adding anything to it once you take it out of the river?
Well, yeah, there's a secret ingredient, but that's part of the secret, the spot and the ingredient.
Yeah. And this is it. This is what the company makes. You can make a living just on the mud that you supply to Major League Baseball?
I wish. No, I work a full-time job other than the mud. It's not enough to support my family.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like a pretty narrow little niche there.
Well, it's dirt. How much can you sell dirt for?
Well, I can tell you how much you can sell it for because I was looking on your website. I guess it's $20 for 8 ounces.
Yes.
And a 32-ounce professional size, $58.
Correct.
Seems like a pretty good deal. I guess that would last a while.
Yeah, usually a major league team can get through with one 32-ounce container a season, so.
It's probably the cheapest item in their budget.
I'm sure they spend more on mustard.
That's Jim Bintliff, also known as the Mud Guy. He's the owner and president of Lena Blackburn Baseball Rubbing Mud, the only mud provider of Major League Baseball.